He's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's taken your Chiefs to the mountaintop three different times.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And he sits down with one show across the entire country for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on The Drive.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Very happy to play for you our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. He joins us each week. Usually it is on Tuesday. It kind of got pushed back this week because the Chiefs play on Monday Night Football. It's perfectly fine. We are happy to have him on. Yesterday was a special day for Patrick Mahomes. He and the 15 of the Mahomies, they have their yearly gala where they raise a lot of money and they give the money to charity. Our conversation starts with, how did it go?
It went great, man. It's always great to see all the support that we have in the community here for Kansas City, and it was the biggest one we've had yet, and it just keeps getting bigger, and it really is truly remarkable to see that everybody wants to come out and support, not only me, but the community and everybody that I work with, so it was a lot of fun.
We obviously know a lot of your on-the-field goals. What is a charity goal that you have? I got a chance to go to Indianapolis, and Peyton Manning has a children's hospital in Indianapolis. You have the ability to do very similar things here in Kansas City. What are some charity goals that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have, like, an ultimate goal of where I want it to end up at. I just want to keep growing it and just keep impacting kids from underserved communities and kids that just want to follow their dreams. And if I can keep doing that, then I think I will be happy with whatever the end goal ends up becoming.
You've built the park that's pretty close to the plaza. Now that Sterling and your little ones are getting old enough, have you had a chance to take them down there so they could play at the park?
Yeah, they've been able to play at the park. They enjoyed it. The hope is that I can keep doing stuff like that throughout the community. I mean, not only parks, but I've partnered with the Boys and Girls Club now, and we're going to try to help upgrade and keep those facilities at top-tier stuff. And so as long as we can keep improving stuff for kids to have the ability to go out there and follow their dreams and have fun and meet people and have new friends, I think that would be really cool to do.
You mentioned it a little bit about the growth you've seen in your charity over the years. How cool is it to see that community buy-in? It's not just your teammates. It's the community that has really come out to support your charity as well.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, that's the special thing about Kansas City is people care about each other and they want to improve everyone's lives. And so I think I went from like 407 people last year to almost 900 people this year. And so it just shows that this thing is growing, and it's not about just me. It's about the city of Kansas City and how special a place it is.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a few minutes. You mentioned growth. We have seen Chiefs fans go to opposing venues and sort of take it over. I don't think we've seen anything like we just saw on Sunday. It felt like a college coming to take over another team's home venue. It looked like it was 70-30, maybe 80-20 inside Allegiant Stadium on Sunday.
No, it was really cool to see. I mean, all that red in the away stadium. I mean, the Chiefs fans always travel well, but I think it was even more this last week. And so hopefully we can keep doing that. Obviously, we got the next two games at home. But as we keep traveling to other away stadiums, I hope the Chiefs Kingdom keeps traveling like that because it definitely gives us an advantage.
A lot of people want your thoughts, I guess, on the trade of DeAndre Hopkins. It happened right after the last time that you and I got to speak. How rewarding is it? How exciting is it that you guys finally got him? You guys have kind of flirted with DeAndre Hopkins. You brought him in for a visit a couple years ago, and this time the deal came together.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I mean, obviously a great football player, but I've built a great relationship with him, and he sees the football game. He sees the game of football a lot like I do, and you saw that in the little bit of opportunities that he got throughout the game this last game. And so I think as we continue to get him more and more involved in the offense, you're going to see how special of a football player he is. And he came here to win, and hopefully we can continue to do that. And he definitely has a good knack for getting open, which is going to help everybody on the football team.
You've communicated the respect that you have for him. How great is it that this is a guy that has never played with you before? I'm not sure what run-ins you guys had before him joining the team, but you can hear it in his voice that he has a great respect for you and what you guys as a team have been able to accomplish over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great football player, and I think when you get guys that have played a lot of great football in their career, they want to continue to go for that next challenge. And for him, it's to win the Super Bowl. And that's everybody's goal at the end of the day, whenever you play the game of football. And so I think he's excited to be here. I think if you watch the tape, he got open a lot this last week. And so I think seeing that on tape is going to give me the confidence to give him more and more opportunities to go out there and make plays.
A lot of conversation has been made about Andy's offense and how difficult it is to kind of learn on the fly. How difficult do you think it will be to kind of get him adjusted and get him acclimated into the offense in the middle of the season?
I mean, if it's anything like last week, I think it's gonna be easy for him. I mean, he's a very smart guy. He has a good understanding. He's played in multiple different offenses with multiple different quarterbacks, so he has a good understanding of how to just get himself open and be in the right spot. And I mean, we actually, I think last week we were even surprised by how fast he was picking up stuff. And so with a whole other week and an extra day, I think he's gonna be fine to go out there and get a full amount of work in order to be a big part of this offense.
Patrick, certainly correct me if I'm wrong, but I just can't think of you guys having too many receivers like DeAndre Hopkins, a little bit bigger, more of a contested catch guy. Normally you guys like the, you know, 6'1", wiry kind of speedy guys, and that's not what he is. Is this a different receiver than you're kind of accustomed throwing to, or is there a comparison that you have?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different receiver. I mean, he's a kind of a one-of-one receiver when it comes to being able to catch the jump ball, being able to get himself open in space. Be able to be one-on-one coverage. I mean, he's there's a reason that he's got all those all pros, and he's always been a great receiver. But I mean, he has a little bit of this kind of a mixture of a lot of guys that we have. I mean, Sammy Watkins, Juju. He's got the ability to win one-on-one like some other receivers that we had. I mean, it's hard to describe one guy because he's one of those type of receivers that only comes around once in a generation.
I saw that some of the other receivers were calling him Unc. I'm curious, how many more years in the league do you think it's going to be before there's going to be some young receiver that the Chiefs get and they're going to start calling you Unc?
It's not going to be many more. I mean, I'm still not very old. I mean, I'm only 29, but this is my eighth year in the NFL. So, I mean, a lot of these guys were in middle school or even low high school whenever I got in the NFL. So they've been seeing me play for a long time. So as the years go on here soon, they're gonna be calling me Unc for sure.
I've got a couple of Halloween questions to ask you. Are you more of a Scream person or a Saw guy?
I'm more Scream. I'm not a big scary movie person at all in general, but I would probably say Scream.
Let's say that you got cast in a scary movie. Maybe you wouldn't even agree to do it, but let's say you got cast. How confident are you that you would make it to the end of the movie?
I'm pretty confident because I think just in general I have a good of self-awareness and knowing where I'm at. But definitely, I don't know if I would win, but I would definitely make it the longest. But I feel like they're going to come get me, man. They're going to take me out. They know I'm going to be the guy that's leading us the right way.
Which one of you do you think would last longer in the movie, you or Travis? Because you've seen enough scary movies to know you can't have two athletes make it to the end of the movie. Somebody's not going to make it the long way. Who makes it the longest?
It's going to be 1,000% me because I'm going to be the one thinking. Trav's going to be the one that's just relying on instincts, and that's always how you get caught by yourself where the guy, the villain or whatever can go get you.
Yeah, Travis seems like the one that he would make the suggestion to split up, and you can never split up in these movies.
He's going to make the suggestion to split up. He's going to be like, let's go back in the house. I think if we go back in the house, we're going to be good. You know, Travis, man, he thinks on his feet, but sometimes it gets you in trouble.
All right, I have five candies I want to get your opinion on. I picked some of the, I don't want to say obscure candies, but maybe not the most popular candies. Let's start with Butterfinger. What's your verdict on Butterfinger?
They're all right.
Kit Kat.
I actually love Kit Kats. It's like one of my probably different candies I like than most people.
We actually had a guest on this week, or he said that Kit Kat was the best chocolate-based candy, so we have a one-week suspension where that he can't come on the show next week.
I don't know if it's the best chocolate-based, but I am a fan of the Kit Kat every now and then. It kind of throws a little change-up on your whole candy repertoire.
All right, Mike and Ike's.
I'm not a big fan of those, no.
All right, how about Hot Tamales?
Not a big fan of hot tamales either.
All right, Twizzlers.
I can eat a Twizzler, but it's not like that's my go-to. If it's around, I'll grab one.
Do you like Twizzler Pull and Peel? I actually like Pull and Peel more than I like the original Twizzlers.
I probably would say Pull and Peel is a little bit better.
All right, where are you at with the Nerd Gummies? Have you had these new Nerd Gummies?
Yeah, we had them. They had them in training camp. I mean, I definitely got a couple of them. They're pretty good. I mean, I'm not the biggest candy guy myself, but I have a couple candies that I just like and I'll eat those, but I'm more of like a chocolate chip cookie type guy, like if I'm going for any type of like dessert type food.
All right, last one is Sweet Tarts. What's your verdict on Sweet Tarts?
I used to love them when I was young. My dad loved them, so I would eat them a lot when I was young. So I would say they're pretty up there for me. But I haven't had them in a while, actually, now that you say it.
Last couple questions here, Patrick, and I appreciate your time. I'm actually curious to get your opinion on this. You are somebody who your opinion, your voice matters. As you've sort of matured in your career, how do you make the determination of things that you want to speak up on?
I think it's just stuff that I feel like at that moment in time is something that I believe I need to speak up and use my platform. But I mean, it's such a hard thing to decide and make those choices, because it's not going to only impact you, but your family as well and everyone that's around you. So you have to kind of weigh all those decisions and then decide if it's the right time to make your voice known.
You obviously know the climate that we're in, and athletes are speaking up just almost every day. Do you ever feel a pressure to speak up? Do you ever feel like an outside force that people are sort of looking for you to give your thoughts on certain things?
I don't know if it's necessarily a pressure. I mean, I understand the platform that I have, and I understand if I wanted to or not, what I say is gonna kind of be out there for everyone to see, and it could impact other people and how they think. But I think my goal is just to try to be the best person that I can be at the end of the day. And even though it might not be 100% with everybody and what they agree, I'm going to try to do whatever I can to make a positive impact in the world at the end of the day.
What are your Halloween plans?
Sterling really wanted to be a flamingo. So we have a whole type of flamingo and zoo animals type thing going on. That's our favorite animal, I guess. I guess a flamingo is an animal. And so we're doing that, and we'll go around trick-or-treating a little bit and hopefully get a lot of good candy and not let Sterling and Bronze eat too much of it.
You've accomplished a lot of great challenges in your career. Making sure that your young daughter doesn't eat a lot of candy on Halloween, that might be your toughest feat.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be my son. My son, like, I don't know how he can just, like, sense it. Even if he hasn't had any type of sweet before, the moment he, like, smells it, he's like, I like that. So I got to try to keep him from getting all the candies and the desserts and whatever he gets for Halloween.
Well, I think we learned that you are not going to be giving Bronze any Mike and Ikes this year. That is Patrick Mahomes joining us on the show today as we get you ready for Monday Night Football. Patrick, man, great stuff, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.